Hey, everybody, before we get started, I want to let you know this is the time where we occasionally do a pledge drive. Basically, we remind you how you can support Robot or Not. It's too small for ads, just too short. It's just a few minutes. But you can support us by becoming a member of The Incomparable. You can sign up for a monthly or annual pledge to support Robot or Not directly by going to theincomparable.com/members and signing up. You can choose which shows on the network you'd like to support, if there's more than one. Or you can just check the box for Robot or Not, and your contribution will come to us after a few fees are taken out. If you listen to other podcasts on the network, yeah, support them too. As a thank you for supporting us, you receive a lot of extras. There are a bunch of exclusive podcast feeds, including an ad-free special edition of The Incomparable Mothership. There are bootlegs of a bunch of live recording sessions and a special feed full of bonus episodes that only members get to hear, as well as access to a fun members-only Discord. And, okay, here's the thing. We are doing a special episode for Robot or Not this year with Stephen and Erica from Lazy Doctor Who. It's a little bit of a crossover. We're going to have John watch the Doctor Who episode Robot from 1975. Is it a robot or not? What does John think about 1970s Doctor Who? I guess we're going to find out, and that will be available later this month only to members of The Incomparable. So check it out. There are contribution levels at $5, $10, and $20 a month, annual equivalents available, of course. So thanks for giving us your consideration. TheIncomparable.com/members.
Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
John Victor wrote into robot@theincomparable.com, as all wonderful listeners are welcome to do. And Victor pointed us to a podcast called Risky or Not. Now, Risky or Not is not Robot or Not, but one of the hosts is Dr. Don Schaffner, friend of the show. Dr. Don and Professor Ben have a disagreement about the definition of a story arc. Ben holds that two episodes with related topics comprises an arc. Well, Dr. John insists that an arc must have at least three episodes, a beginning, a middle, and an end. This is almost an architectural question, John. We're almost at the point where we're going to start thinking about the arches in churches. John, are two podcast episodes or episodes of a TV show or whatever, are they an arc? Can two make an arc?
This is interesting because I don't know the origin of that phrase. Obviously, mathematically, two points make a line, but arc is a curve. And to define a curve, you need some more information than merely just two points. But all of that is kind of just, you know, oh, things that are seem like they might be related because they use similar words or similar concepts. I would say that anything that spans more than one episode could be considered an arc. I might call it a mini arc.
Mm.
If you were describing it in the modern parlance, you would say, do you remember the mini arc in episodes 14 and 15 of so-and-so show?
Yeah.
And people would understand what you meant. But I don't think you need three, especially since beginning, middle, and end. I mean, there's a beginning, middle, and end of any line, right?
That's it. And I think that's the key here is story arc.
Yeah.
It's the arc is the shape of the story, not the number of episodes. So the arc could take and the arc is not necessarily the entirety of the episode. It could be a subplot in the episode that continues in the next episode. That
right.
story as a whole, assuming that it is not just two unrelated scenes, would be an arc of that story. Regardless of however many episodes, if those three scenes that are four scenes that form an arc are two scenes in episode A and two scenes in episode B versus one in A, two in B, and one in C, but the same scenes,
right?
The fact that it's two episodes or three episodes does not change the trajectory of the arc, I think.
Yeah. I mean, and there's, you know, again, culturally, we tend to use that term for things that span more than one episode. But if you were in the process of writing a single episode, you might throw that phrase out there in discussing how you best accomplish your single episode.
Movies, a lot of times we end up talking about the arc of a character in a film, in a single film.
Right.
'Cause what you're trying to talk about is their journey of their story from beginning to end. And it's the arc is more like it's about multiple steps along the way, taking you from point A to point B through a whole sequence, not as a straight line. And that's what that metaphor means. So I think it's okay.
Requiring three episodes is just as arbitrary as requiring some amount of screen time or something. It's really putting a constraint on that is not is not intrinsically linked to the term, and it is not clarifying in any way.
Now, to take Dr. Don's side here, I will say, if this is just a lazy way of talking about a series of episodes about a single subject on a podcast, and it's literally like, well, we did two episodes about the French Revolution, you shouldn't call that an arc.
Right. Well, unless you came to a new understanding of the French Revolution and, you know, like, unless there was actually a story.
That sounds like it's more like we did a two episode series. A series can be two episodes, but right. I wouldn't start calling like things like that an arc. It's like a season or a series or whatever. An arc is a different thing, I think.
Is it a robot?
Robot or not?